Welcome to Swatting Flies and Telling Lies. How's everybody holding up? Been a rough week for people in Metlakatla. I don't know. Don't really know what to say. So, it's just a solo one today. Hopefully, I think next week probably going to have Dion back. He had a pretty another successful show that he put on. It was pretty fucking awesome. It's just, I don't know, man. Past few weeks, lost Evelyn White. She was second mom to me. Time and place for that, and then you know what happened with Eric Leask last night. So my heartfelt condolences to his family. In shock still. That's pretty much all that's been on my mind. Just trying to gather my thoughts on that. Grew up, knowing him, talking with him and such. Friends with his sister, Stacy. And, it's just, I don't know, dude. Sincere condolences. I just can't put words into it right now. Just because, wow, just fucked up. So, we'll talk about. Is, I don't know, just kind of winging it. Usually try to, I wing it a lot on this podcast, but normally I'll have like outlines and such, and I just don't today, and that's just how it is. So yesterday, I was going to record, and regionals was wrapping up, so I was going to have some regional stories. I never played in regionals. 92, 93, I was ineligible, and so I didn't even attempt to play high school ball. 93, 94, I quit in January. Huge disagreement with the coach. And just, there's a lot of contradictory things there. 94, 95, I took it seriously. One of my best friends moved home, Richie Hayward, and I blossomed practicing against him 5 days a week. Made it up to sixth or seventh man, depending upon who we're playing. And I broke my ankle. Regionals was in Mount Edgecombe that year. Or Sitka, I guess. Same place. We were in Mount Edgecombe playing. Like a week or two before it. And I broke my ankle. Second quarter of the JV game. Coach came to me. Joe Provincio taped my left ankle because I'd sprained the fuck out of it. Week before, because I had to miss a game because of it. Miss a series, Friday, Saturday series against Haynes. Joe Provincio taped my left ankle. I remember clearly him asking me, "Do you want me to tape your right ankle, bro?" No. Don't tape that one. Whew. That was a regrettable decision. Broke it. I remember going, there's a long rebound. I remember I was at the free throw line. I don't know how I ended up there, how I ended up in that position, but I was at the free throw line. The rebound shot to me is long, long rebound. I jumped up, and I don't know why, but I looked down and was thinking like, oh, shit. And then, boom, just fucking cussed, and it echoed throughout the gymnasium. My cousin Brandon, and then, like I said, one of my best friends, Richie Hayward, they came off the bench picked me up, came over to grab me. Everybody just circling around me. Everybody just looking at me. Ref, coaches, nobody. Thank fucking God Richie and Brandon were there. And I was in some serious pain. Like, serious, serious pain. And I was walling up. And when Richie came over, he's like, "Are you fucking crying?" And I was just like, "Fuck, man, I think I broke it. I think I broke it." And they immediately carried me off the floor and had my Chris Webber shoes on. And it just got worse, man. Me and James weren't talking other than on the basketball court. And he was dribbling a ball, and he looked over. He's like, "Fuck, that doesn't look good, man." And it wasn't. I kept waiting. Kept waiting for an ambulance. Never showed up. Then the varsity game started. It's like going into the second quarter. And kid that used to go to school in Metlakatla was going to school up in Mount Etchkin. His name is Josh Marcel. He came over and was like, "What could I do? How could I help you? Blah, blah, blah." Now, I've known him, stuck up for him a lot, and it meant a lot that he had remembered that and came over and checked on me. And a lady came over and was like, "I've been waiting for the ambulance, and there's no ambulance. I come and support these kids." And I was sitting at the other end of the gymnasium, and I heard this young man's ankle pop from over there. Asked my coach, "Could I take him to the hospital?" And he said yes. Asked if I was, you know, and Josh Marcel jumped in the car with me, carried me in to the ER, got me on. They got me on the wheelchair. And he stuck with me, and then he had to leave. So forever grateful for that. In the ER for a long time. And so I missed that. Missed the regionals. My mom got me a ticket. I said I could go, but I would have to sleep on the floor of the Super 8. In my Auntie Lou's room. And I was like, "I'm not sleeping on the floor. Got a busted ankle." Got home from the trip, and I called my mom, and I just cried. And she cried with me, and then we stopped, and she wanted to know how I was, and wasn't good. There was a big dance in Edgecombe that night I couldn't go to. Another bro, Gene Bird, stayed back with me. And I love that. It was just like, it sucked. He knew it sucked. And he stayed with me, man. Love him for that. Love him for a lot of other reasons, but that being one of them. And I was on crutches, and then told my mom I wanted Merle to pick me up. So she's like, "Okay, you know." Merle picked me up and went in with my x-rays and put me in a cast. And yeah, I was in a cast for a month. It fucking snowed. So I went back to the clinic and asked for those quote unquote chains. There's those spikes that you see on crutches. So people that have to use them, they could go places when it's icy and snowy. I remember there was a big pool thing for all the kids. And I went there, and it sucked watching all my friends having fun. My buddy Martin jumped out of the pool and came over and sat with me for a while. And she always used to take my crutches and fuck around. Everybody used to always take my crutches. One of the cooler things that Merle has done, he's done a lot of cool things, was every day pick me up. I didn't have to walk. If he could, if we had the same class, he carried my books for me. Adam carried my books. Ira, Richie, and everybody always took my took my crutches. I hated that because I needed them, you know, but it just sucked that they could play with them and then give them back because they didn't need them. It was crazy. I was so scared. I got the cast taken off in end of February, and I called in and was like, hey, I gotta go get my cast taken off. Mrs. Hillman was so excited for me. It made me feel good. I crutched down there. My mom was like, well, I'll pick you up. And I said, no, I'm gonna walk home. I was scared, but I needed to. And it fucking, Arnie Christensen cut my cast off. And he asked how it was going. And if it itched, yeah, sometimes it did, sometimes it didn't. Merle drew a Nike swoosh. I was all about Nike shoes back then, only Nike. Merle drew a Nike swoosh on my cast for me. And then a bunch of people signed it. When he was cutting it off, he asked if I wanted it, and I said, fuck no. There was a bunch of dead hair on the cast. It stunk to high hell. I went home, walked home, took a shower, called up my mom, asked for a ride back. And, 95-96, I got ineligible, so I couldn't play. Kind of a downer, you know. Never played in regionals. Thinking about it like that, just like, damn. Other than that, man, I had another story. I had a few other regional stories. I was going to call Merle. And what happened, unfortunately, with Eric Liesk. Very tragic. And, it's just flooring. So fucking young, man. He's only like 50, 51. I don't know what to say. I don't have the words, man. Sorry for it being so short. Be back with a nice long episode next week. Keep it positive.